Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
August 6th is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's John's Gospel 6, verses 24 to 35. It continues the incident of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. This dialogue is obviously Eucharistic in its context. Jesus encountered people, even in Galilee and among the early Christians, who reacted to the mystery of the Eucharist with rigid literalism, instead of reflecting first on the spiritual implications. St. John provides, as usual, a mystical reflection on the Eucharist. It must be said today that much of the debate on the real presence cannot get beyond conflicts over how Jesus is present, so that the issue of why he is present receives very little attention. Once upon a time, there was a young woman who had become very scrupulous about the Eucharist. She was afraid that the priest was careless in distributing communion and permitted tiny bits of host to fall on the floor around the altar rail. After Mass was over and the priest had gone back to the rectory, she would sneak up to the altar and collect what she thought might be parts of host in which Jesus was still present. She would pick them up with a little spoon she always carried in her purse and then place them in a little plastic bag. However, after she had collected many of these little bits of Jesus, she did not know what to do with them. So she brought them home and created an altar in her room where she could pray to the little bits of Jesus. Her parents thought it was nice that she had an altar in her room with a votive light burning in front of it. What Jesus thought, we don't know. Finally, one morning, a priest caught her collecting bits of the Eucharist from the floor. Greatly embarrassed, she tried to explain what she was doing. The priest, who understood how young people can become obsessive, took the plastic bag from her and promised that he would wash it out in the special sacristy sink. "But Martha," he said, "Jesus comes to us in the Eucharist to be with us because he loves us, not to drive us crazy with fears. If he was worried about such things as you're worried about, he would have consecrated jelly beans at the Last Supper." You know what? That cured her.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.